Good vach, Parshas Vayikra. Here we go. First question, Friday night was, how come Kodshei Kodshim are shechted in the north side of the Mizbeach, Tzafon? Why can't they be shechted anywhere else? Whereas Kodshei Kalim, such as Shlamim, can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Question number two was, where in this week's Parsha is there a mention of Bikurim, the new fruits that any individual has at the first crop, he has to bring them to Yerushalayim. Avishavas Haminim. Where is that mentioned in this week's parsha? So to answer question number one, the Baal HaTurim on Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where it says V'shachat Yisrael al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafona by Ola, the Baal HaTurim cites a pasuk in Yirmiyahu which says Mitzafein Tiftach Ra, from the north evil will come. And he says that's why we shecht our behemos in the north, to protect ourselves from that ra. The pasuk is darshin on Nebuchadnezzar. The troubles that befall Klal Yisrael come from the north. This is also indicated in the Ramban and others as well. In fact, I found in a Sefer Binyan Shlomo, which is a work written by Rav Nassan Maz, who was a student of the Pnei Yeshua. For those who remember the shir on the Get of Cleves, he was one of the big players there. He says that that's why all Kodshei Kodshim, which come for a kapara, they're all there. Let's talk about the ones for a kapara. Khatas, Ola, Asham, those are all karbanos that are there to atone, and therefore, when we're searching for atonement, that's the place we want to do it, basically, to protect ourselves from that ra, that punishment, which is only a result of our sin. We need to do our tshuva, we need to start, slaughtering those karbanos there in the north, to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we need to protect ourselves from the Satan, and all punishments that are a result of our averos. The question that I had on this approach is that we do find one karban, is the Shalmei Tzibur, which is goats that are brought on Shavuos, which is not for a kapara. And yet we still find that their shechita has to be in the north. So why is that? So I thought perhaps there's a Medrash in Dvarim Rabba Aleph Yud Tes, which expounds upon the pasuk Penu Lechem Tzafona as a hint to Torah, that we have to turn our attention to Torah, which is called Tzafon as well. And perhaps we can explain that based on a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar Perek Gimel, which says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's more esoteric, but the first three sides, the south, the east, and the west, were complete, and he left the northern side for us to complete. It's available, and the human race has to come and complete that northern side. And that's through Torah. That's how we finish the creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started, is through Torah. It's the tzafin that we need to complete. So maybe that's why on Shavuos, time of Matan Torah, when we bring those Shalmei Tzibur, it's part of our avoda of finishing up the tzafin. Maybe that's why the Shechita for them also requires the north. The Ibn Ezra says something very interesting here, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, in Parshas Vayikra. He says that the reason why we shecht Kodshei Kodshim in the north is because that's where the Shulchan is. It's parallel to the Shulchan inside the Mishkan, which was in the northern side of the Mishkan. And the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Naso, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, explains this Ibn Ezra to mean that the Kohanim who are eating Kodshei Kodshim, a Zohar, a Yisrael, or a Levi cannot eat from those animals, only Kohanim. The Gemara says that's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu basically telling the Kohanim, you can eat off my table. These karbanos are really mine, but I'm sharing that with you. So to demonstrate that it's coming from the table of Hashem, from the Shulchan, that's why they shecht Kodshei Kodshim opposite the Shulchan. Very clever. Leon Shaman also told me to look in the Meshech Chachma here in this week's Parsha. He says another reason, based off of a Medrash. The Medrash says that when we shecht the Olas Tzon in the north, it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Kedas Yitzchak, and whose ashes are tzafun, like we use that term for Afikomen, it's hidden for the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the ashes of Yitzchak right near him, metaphorically, so that he could always remember to have Rachmanis on us. I still would just question that. That explains why maybe the Ola Yitzchak was going to be a carbon Ola, but why would all other Kodshei Kodshim require Tzafon? So that still remains that question according to that approach. The second question of where are Bikurim mentioned in this week's Parsha, it's really, you have to read Rashi, but it's a Pasuk in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, Korban Reishis Takrivu Osam Lashem. While we're not allowed to bring Seor or Dvash on the Mizbeach. For other Karbanos, there are certain exceptions, and one of them is Karban Reishas Bikurim. We bring Dvash, which is dates, tamarim, and figs, which are very sweet. So that is a hint to the Bikurim. So Yash Koich, everyone. It was as fun and enjoyable as always. And everyone should have a wonderful week. Cleaning for Pesach. Take care.